Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please welcome New York State Parks Commissioner Eric Coulson. New York State Department of Transportation Commissioner Marie Theresa Dominguez. Congressman Brian Higgins. And now, please give a warm Western New York welcome to the 57th Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, and what a glorious morning this is. So delighted to be back here in my hometown. Yes, the entire state knows where I'm from because I talk about Buffalo ad nauseum in their minds, but just the right amount in mine. So delighted to be here with all of you on this quintessential Buffalo morning. People always say, is it really like this? And this, yes, this is very typical for us. But I'm joined by true leaders, people that I've had the pleasure of working with, many starting since I was a town board member just a few miles down the road, and then a county clerk and Congress and all the way up to lieutenant governor. So I see people who I have really deep relationships with and great admiration for. First of all, our Congressman Brian Higgins. When you think about transformative figures in the history of Western New York, and they talk about us decades from now, maybe a century from now, his name will be prominent in the vision he had at a time when there were few believers, the obstacles he had overcome, and the successes that he was still around long enough to witness. And so let's give a huge round of applause to my great friend, Brian Higgins. I want to recognize also my leadership team, the professionals who we pulled together a year ago and decided to chart a new course for New York State. And our Commissioner of DOT, Commissioner Dominguez, I want to thank you for spotlighting projects all over the state that are important, but also realizing that we can right the wrongs of the past by using infrastructure dollars. And again, thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Chuck Schumer, thank you, Brian Higgins, and others who delivered for us. And in so doing, we can do something that we talked about a little while back, which is reconnect the east side of Buffalo with the Kensington and making that area going to be an extraordinary community once again, you know, rebuilding, bringing it back together. So my point on that, and as well as many projects, Commissioner Dominguez, thank you. Our Commissioner Parks, Eric Coulisade. Parks, people always have fun. I'm usually kayaking with him somewhere, riding a bike or announcing something fun and seeing beautiful glamping. I used to grow up in a tent. I didn't know what glamping was. You can have a chandelier in a tent, apparently. We have great opportunities to really talk about how we can create that human connection with nature through our parks. And that is what you are charged with. And I thank you for what you're doing and the vision we have for the waterfront here as well. John Kamel, the chair of the Water Authority, the Power Authority, tremendous leadership and has generated the power that has given us the resources to be able to continue many projects started long ago, but started still again. And Robert Joya, the chair of the Erie Canal Harbor Corporation. We've done a great deal together, and there's just a transformation that continues to be unfolding before our very eyes. But also, much of this gets done because I have great partners in state government. And I don't know if you know how fortunate we are, because I hear about it all over the state, to have the chair of the Transportation Committee, one of our own. That is power. And that power has been exercised to do good. And I want to thank Senator Tim Kennedy. Let's give him a round of applause for what he has done. Being there for us, being there for this community, but also communities all over New York State that need that long overdue investment in something that sounds boring, but it's not, and that is infrastructure and transportation projects. So thank you, Senator Kennedy. Also, someone I've worked with many, many years is our Senator Sean Ryan. He has brought his heart to his job and is very passionate about the issues that he champions in our state government, and he is a voice to be heard and reckoned with. And so I thank him for his friendship and his advocacy and representation of this area as well. We also are blessed to have so many great assembly members with us. We have Karen McMahon joining us, and Monica Wallace, and Bill Conrad, and Jonathan Rivera, and Pat Burke. I want to thank all of you for what you do in our capital. I know it's technically a break, but it's really not. I know this is when you really get to work in your districts. And County Executive Mark Poloncarz, again, this region is being transformed. Look what's happening at the former Bethlehem Steel site with investments and a vision from the County of Erie working with all of us. I mean, this is how you change people's lives. It's not just changing a community, it's changing people's lives. And I want to thank you for doing such an incredible job of that as well. Mayor Byron Brown could not be with us today because of a family commitment, but the city has been so vested in these projects as well that we're really making a difference. I think Timothy Hoags is here too. Yes, I thought he was here too. Well, sorry I stole him from you. He is now formerly Buffalo, but now New York State's Commissioner of Civil Service as well. So I think I've recognized some key people here, and also my local partners, Randy Hoke and other local government officials are here. This day has a lot of emotion for me, because I feel we're standing at the crossroads of the intersection of the past, the glorious past, and you only have to look at photographs of what the waterfront of Buffalo is like when, it was dominated by a lot of Irish longshoremen, including one of my great uncles and others who built this community, starting in 1800s. Brian knows the history better than anybody. If you have about 5 hours, he'll tell you the history, and he wears it with great pride. But also, we know that story. We know the story of the industries that were here and built up an entire economy, the connection with the Erie Canal, and how that changed a little village down in New York City into a powerhouse because of the ability to ship goods through our community and off to the Great Lakes. We know that story, and we also know the postscript of that story, that there was a decline, that, for reasons that'll be studied for years to come, we lost that energy, the businesses, the commerce that defined our waterfront. And it was a long decline. That was most of my life. Again, knowing that a lot of people would just grow up in places like Hamburg, and I see Mayor Masiello's here. I mean, it was a tough time to be in government. When people would say, last one out, turn out the lights. It's not exactly a slogan you want to have when you're trying to have a Chamber of Commerce day and promote people to come. Your last one here, turn out the lights. Last one leaving, turn out the lights. So we've come back, and I've been around long enough to witness this transformation. And those would say, yeah, we've done a lot, we're there. We talk about the past, and now we're in the present. The present's good, it's great, it is good and great. But my eyes are always on the future. What else can we be doing to take advantage of the extraordinary resources we have here, this beautiful lake? Someone said, do you have any lakes up your way? I said, yeah, the Great Lake. We call it, it is known as a Great Lake. So we're proud of this, we're proud of our rivers, we're proud of our magnificent natural beauty here. But how can we continue to enhance it? How will we on this day in 2022 be able to say we had a path to go forward, we had a plan? And that's what I'm here to talk about today. And I'm not just talking about here because I want to remind everyone what we just came through. You don't need a reminder, but I was asked yesterday when I was at Chautauqua Institution. Someone said to me after what happened in Chautauqua and then what happened on the east side of Buffalo, East Buffalo. Does this mean Buffalo and West New York is a target now? I said, no, it's not a target. It is not a target. These are individual acts of violence that could have happened anywhere, and they don't define us, and they never will. What we'll be defined by is how we came back after that horrific shooting, and how East Buffalo will never again look or feel the same, because it's going to have that sense of opportunity and optimism, and something that it never really felt before is that it truly matters. And the community rose up and said to you, you may live there, but we live here. We are still one community. And we made significant investments. And I came here and talked about them many times. And I was here 2 weeks ago for our Day of Healing. Many of you participated. And so we are making those investments in the people and the places and the infrastructure. And we're just getting warmed up there. And let's continue our work here. Let's talk about what the opportunities are here on this beautiful stretch of land known as the Outer Harbor, as well as connected to Canal Side. And we've also talked about spending a lot of money here. And I'm proud to say that today I'm ready to announce 4 major projects along our Buffalo's waterfront will increase recreation, accessibility, boost economic development, something we're going to continue to do, and to spearhead and build on the decade of progress. I mean, I was asking this morning, I said, when did everything start at Canal Side? I remember that first Christmas tree we had, it was a pile of mud down there, but we were gonna have our first tree lighting down there. We're all walking around with boots, it was kind of a cold, yucky day. It's like, is this really gonna be what they're showing on these pictures? Is this possible? Can this really be Buffalo? And now when you go down there, and I have staff visiting all the time, I said, you must go visit this. You must see what vision translated into reality looks like. So we've done a lot, but now we have an opportunity to work with Erie Canal Harbor Corporation and restore over 21 more acres at Canal Side. Believe it or not, there's 21 more acres that can be developed and 200 more acres on the Outer Harbor. And this will be over $300 million and create over 1,000 events. This is going to be remarkable, and I'm going to explain how we're going to do this. First of all, NYPA, thank you once again. Because of the brilliance of Congressman Hingen years ago to address the relicensing in a way that had a steady stream of money for Western New York's projects. But now to expedite them, let's get the impact of that money, not into 2029, but let's get it today. And I thank the board for approving over, it'll be $50 million, $54 million expedited money that was gonna come over time. But as my team learned, as I had a conversation, I just said, you know, I'm really impatient. I don't know when 2029 is going to get here. I don't want to wait till then. You have $5 million a year till then. What does that really do? You combine it all together. Then you have real impact, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So that builds on the $72 million that has already been distributed. So we'll break that down. We're going to be investing $10 million to rebuild Wilkinson Point. We all love it. It's a big attraction, but it doesn't quite have the amenities that it should have. New spaces for events, programming, a seasonal comfort station. You know, moms got to be able to take their kids into places, clean them up, wash the hands. New restrooms, seating areas, restaurants, and improved landscaping. So this will be the real epicenter of activity down in our waterfront, and we expect that to be completed. They tell me 2025. I like to shave off a little time there, but we'll talk about that afterward. Let's get that moving. We're also investing $5.8 million in the Bell Slip. This is the north of the slip. We'll be transformed with more landscaping. We're going to show you, are you showing the pictures here? And restrooms. And we're going to welcome visitors to that the new Bell Slip in 2024. There's something that will be known as a gateway building right on Canal Side. You think about when we go down there, there really isn't one place where people know to get information, where to gather. We're going to invest in $12.6 million in the Gateway Building, and that's going to... that is going to be the formerly occupied building. It's going to be home to canal collectors, the line boat offices. We're going to be bringing more passenger freight, passenger cruise ships to Buffalo. What a radical idea. What a radical idea. And we're going to get it done. I remember I was at a meeting of the Great Lakes governors and Canadian premiers up in Quebec, and there was a person who ran a very profitable cruise ship line, and he showed on a map all the places he was coming through. And they came through from the North Atlantic, they came through Lake Ontario, they stopped in Toronto, they came through the Erie Canal, Welland Canal, I don't even want to say that because we know the history. And then it goes on to Erie, Pennsylvania as their next stop. I said, newsflash, there's a place called Buffalo. And I have a feeling that people find a lot more to do, and I love Erie, Pennsylvania, but there's a lot more to do here. But we have to have the amenities. You have to have a welcome center. You have to have a place people can take showers and be able to get off and have transportation to other places to visit. That's how you bring in people who have the means to be able to spend a lot of money on these trips. They come to Buffalo, they explore. We take them to the Michigan Street Corridor. We let them know the African-American history that's right here. They'll be able to go down to our waterfront and see our naval history and our incredible resources there. There's so much they're gonna be able to see, and all we have to do is get them the connections here. So we're focusing on a site that's gonna be a welcome center for those individuals as well as others. And so we're also gonna be having a one-stop shop for all of our guest services right there. In public restrooms, again, public restrooms are really important, and consolidating all those. And that'll all be just in time for the Erie Canal Bicentennial celebrations, which we kicked off, which will be wrapping up in a couple of years. Also, the Buffalo River Walk. I love to walk. I ride my bike down here. I'm always checking out our opportunities here. And we're going to have a feasibility study for the Buffalo River Walk. We're going to transform that into elevated walkways, fishing piers, docks, promenades, and connect. Here's what we need to do. Connect the outer harbor with Canal Side. That's the missing link, my friends. We get that done, we can do that as well. And I want to thank the Ralph Wilson Foundation and the City of Buffalo for their support for this project as well. So what I just talked about is just part of what we're talking about to come through Erie Canal Harbor Corporation, $54 million to announce that. But now we have some DOT projects, and we're going to be announcing another number of projects. I've been talking to our two champions of these projects for a long time, and we're going to improve the roadways along Mile Strip, fix the waterfront parkway, as well as enhance safety along the Mile Strip road area. And that's going to be part of our five-year DOT capital plan, so that's going to be focused on as well. And that's going to be traffic calming, a new bridge, $25 million for a new bridge to beautify the landscape and the streetscape along the parkway along Louisiana Street, something we've talked about a long time. A $25 million investment in traffic calming at the waterfront at Tiff Street, as well as design enhancement at Mile Strip Road to improve traffic signals. So again, federal money, thank you, Brian Higgins, thanks to the federal government, combined with state resources, this is how we're gonna get things done here. We're also gonna be doing something that I find a lot of fun here, and this is why we have our Commissioner Parks here. People go down to our waterfront here and they think they're gonna swim. Now we gotta work on that issue, okay? I keep talking about we wanna swim there, but we can't just yet because of a lot of reasons. But people wanna be near water. They wanna feel wet. They wanna cool off on a hot day. So what would be more fun than a splash pad? A big splash pad down at the state park. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I have a new grandbaby, okay? And I'm telling you, it's not. But I go down there. You know, Bill and I walked down there even just a few weekends ago just to recharge. This is where we, you know, you nourish the soul when you're that close to water and you see the beauty. And, you know, we just think about that beautiful state park. And it is extraordinary. It is just incredible. And people are just playing everywhere. And kids throwing footballs, teenagers throwing footballs, and babies and playing on the grass with their parents, and kids just riding their bikes. It's beautiful. But I can imagine even more people want to come there. What another magnet this will be to have a really beautiful splash pad. And you know, we even have this crazy vision. Maybe you put a big buffalo at the top of it, and a lot of family photos will be taken there. Maybe wedding pictures, I don't know. But we're really excited about just having fun down there as well. So we'll be working on that project. And so that is going to be unfolding. We're going to get started, jump-starting on that project, and as well as you know, creating nicer restrooms down there. I said, I don't really want to see Johnny on the spots and porta-potties down on my waterfront, okay? I think we can do something about that. So we're going to have the right size the right size restrooms to accommodate people, and also, and ultimately have the opportunity in the next phase. We'll talk about that at another time. But I'd love to see little cottages and little buildings to have different kinds of food down there, because you know people really want to be able to just enjoy the whole experience, spend a whole day there. So I would say between our work with the NYPA projects, canal side, what we're doing with DOT and parks, we're bringing it all together right here, right now. And this is how we have a transformative impact on the next generation, building on the success of the past. And again, we're going to be talking about this building and what's happening there. We got some other projects. I'm not going to say it all today because we have a lot going on. But also the DL&W terminal. I want to let you know we're working very intensely on that. To me, as someone who goes by it all the time, on land and on water, I think that is going to be the crown jewel of what we're doing down there, because it has mocked people for too many years. It's vacant, it's hollow, but you realize the grandeur of its past and how we can bring that back. And the upper floors and the outside deck, I mean, you're only limited by your imagination and what we can do there. So I do believe that as we bring people down, the residents, the out-of-town tourists, the boaters, they're going to come here and have a place to congregate that is just going to be extraordinary, extraordinary, capitalizing on the building itself, the location, but also the vision to have something really incredible going on inside. So this is, again, a continuation of Buffalo's comeback. I don't want to say this is the start, because we've been doing this for a long time, but this is a continuation. I'm really proud to be able to announce these three pots of funding sources to really get this going as well as and as fast. Let me reemphasize to my commissioners, as fast as humanly possible, and I know you'll rise to the occasion. So with that, I'd like to bring up Brian Higgins, who has reflections and thoughts on where we're going, and he has brought many of these projects to me from the very beginning, and today they're going to get done, Brian. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Governor Kathy Hochul, a governor who is motivated by big challenges and inspired by good people and good ideas. She continues to perform extraordinarily well on behalf of the people of New York State and particularly the people of Western New York. Kathy Hochul has been governor for about a year. She came into the office with a place that was still gripped by COVID and scandal. It was a set of circumstances even a hero would have begged to have been spared. But she took on that job, and she took it on with courage, with competence, and effectiveness. And we are very fortunate in New York State to have Kathy Hochul as our governor. And we are particularly fortunate here in Western New York that we claim her as ours. When Buffalo first realized the settlement from the Power Authority in 2005, it was $279 million. And the settlement was structured in a way that it couldn't be used for general purposes. It had to be used for waterfront development. And it represented an inflection point for Buffalo. And keep in mind, before the pandemic, Buffalo was the talk of the nation. The Economist, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the Toronto Sun, all did feature stories on Buffalo, extolling the virtues of the new Buffalo. For the first time in 40 years, the population of young Buffalo is increasing, not decreasing. The fastest growing neighborhood in all of Western New York is downtown Buffalo. There's an excitement. In 2005, that was an inflection point, not the inflection point, but an inflection point for Buffalo. Why? Because people viewed the city differently. Our history, as the governor had referenced, was that of an old, declining polluted area, largely framed by what the waterfront looked like. And now there are exciting new opportunities. It's youthful, it's vibrant, it's optimistic. It's creating a sense of place, a sense of optimism for the future. This is a set of projects the governor has announced that is leading the effort that will not only create good places along the water's edge, protected places to get there, a new parkway, waterfront parkway on Tiff Street, a new parkway, a waterfront parkway on Louisiana Street. Post-pandemic Buffalo will be the talk of the nation as well, because what people have come to realize is the value of open spaces, of parks, of bicycling, and cities that are vibrant and exciting and that convey to people outside the area. I had my friend Jamie Raskin here, a great congressman from Maryland, yesterday. And he was so excited about what was going on. He said, I haven't been here in 20 years. This is a great city. It has become a great city. It's become a great city because of the vision of so many people in this room. Because nobody does it alone. We do it collaboratively. We define our community in the way that we want it defined. And the governor, in her willingness to meet with people, to talk about good ideas, to implement those good ideas, and to be creative in the financing of real projects. So this is a great announcement, Governor. It's part of the vision that, you know, we have shared for a long time, but it's made possible because the circumstances have been created that underscore the viability, not only of these projects, but of this community again. So, Governor, I want to thank you for your leadership, for the good things that you have done, for the good things that you will continue to do only for the people in the state that you love. Thanks to a good and generous nation, a good and generous nation that makes this day and all of our days possible. Thank you for including me.
Please welcome DOT Commissioner Dominguez.
Good morning, everybody. I asked the governor to invoke her special powers this morning, and indeed she's provided a spectacular Buffalo morning. I know you call this normal, but we're just all really glad to be here basking in what is a beautiful city. I want to say a particular round of thanks to our phenomenal leader, Kathy Hochul. Our governor has truly not only executed on a vision, but we're all lucky that we can come to the table, articulate ideas. She's not only a collaborator, but ultimately a leader that leads from the front and brings everybody with her in a collaborative manner, and we are just so excited to be part of that amazing team. Thank you very much, Governor. And indeed, Western New York has never had a stronger advocate or a greater supporter than Kathy Hochul. Almost two years ago, I was able to join the governor here in downtown Buffalo for a grand opening of the Exchange Street Rail Station, which was just a wonderful day indeed. It's twice the size of the previous station that was there, and it's a beautiful symbol of downtown Buffalo's continued revival. It is just part of that larger vision that we're all putting together here with such great leadership. Just the station came complete with a life-size Buffalo for the residents and visitors, including me. I've taken a number of pictures out there. I absolutely love it. And like the Bills in the Josh Allen era, this city is in the middle of a revival, as has been noted. Thanks to the strong leadership of our governor, Kathy Hochul, Congressman Higgins, and so many here today, you've truly invested your time, your energy, your commitment, and it shows. That long-term investment is showing. And it's also because of the great citizenry here. Everyone, locals, advocates, community members, the business sector, everyone at all levels of government truly working together to revitalize the Queen City. This is especially true of the Buffalo waterfront, where federal, state, and local partners are investing $54 million in the three projects that the governor outlined in terms of transportation and leveraging transportation capital. The governor talked about the $25 million enhancement to Tiff Street and Route 5, the $25 million replacement of the Louisiana Street Bridge, and a $4 million study to look at the geometric signal enhancements on Route 70 and 179. These are just a part of the investment that we're looking to make. And the bottom line is that this helps connect communities, both not only to the waterfront, but people, neighbors, right? One body of water, the Buffalo River, out to the canal side. But more importantly, it expands on this notion that the governor is executing statewide, truly reconnecting communities in every part of New York State, from the Cross Bronx Expressway to the Albany Skyway and the Livingston Avenue Bridge in Albany to the Inner Loop in Rochester to 81 in Syracuse and the Kensington here. Every element of this where we expand on bike, pedestrian access is something that every member of every community can take advantage of. And thank you for your leadership in all of that, Governor. These investments complement a $40 million project further north that the state was able to complete because we never stopped working during COVID, and that is the former Robert Moses Parkway in the city of Niagara Falls. We've really created a stunning new area in Niagara Falls State Park called the Gorge View, and it provides unhindered access to the Niagara Gorge. It gives us new recreational opportunities for walking and biking, and everyone, residents, visitors, everybody is enjoying this lovely new area. It's just a few of the examples of what the transportation dollars can be leveraged for in reconnecting communities. And just as the governor continues to make investments in Buffalo's waterfront, she's also making unprecedented investments here, and I talked about the Kensington Expressway, making available up to $1 billion that's been allocated in this year's budget to really expand on and reflect what used to be Olmsted's vision, right? But really reconnecting the community that was split apart with the construction of the 33. DOT recently held public scoping meetings on the project, and we're working really hard to address the comments that we received, but also looking at how we can continue to sustain our engagement with the community and making sure that we are in every neighborhood talking to folks. We're committed to engaging at every step in the public process in everything that we do in transportation, because that is truly the commitment of transportation in the future. The bottom line is Buffalo is a happening place. It's a beautiful city with a great waterfront, a great governor who proudly calls Western New York her home. And while you'll certainly be seeing a little bit more of me out here in the coming months as we progress the Kensington project, I just want to thank the governor again for her time, her energy, and all of our local leaders here. You guys are the ones that really we benefit from working with on a day-to-day basis. And with that, I'd like to introduce my colleague, the wonderful State Parks Commissioner, my colleague and friend, Eric Coulisade.
Look at that, the sun is bursting through the clouds right now. You know it's parks time. It is a great day. It's always a great day when you get to talk about parks and when you talk about enhancement to parks. And as the governor, and thank you, I should say, thank you, Governor Hochul, and thank you, Congressman Higgins, and thank you to my colleague, Marie-Therese Dominguez. So the governor mentioned, obviously, we are on the path towards swimming in the lake. We are going to have a splash playground and enhanced playground equipment, and because truly at some level I am the commissioner of bathrooms, better bathrooms in our parks, because that's the number one complaint. If we don't provide good bathrooms, we hear about it. But anyway, so it's very exciting. It's very exciting. We are very happy to be constituents on the waterfront in Buffalo. These improvements are going to improve this site for the hundreds of thousands of visitors that come to this destination every year. It is a great community investment. We run programs. We run programs, Ladders to the Outdoors, which is a program to get inner city kids and underserved kids out into the plate to learn outdoor skills. So it's a very important park for us to lever people and get them into the outdoors. But this is really just the beginning under the governor's leadership. We are in the partnership with the legislature, obviously. We are looking at record capital in our parks. People don't know it necessarily, but Governor Hochul is really probably the number one parks governor of all time. She has spent plenty of time in our parks. She knows all of our parks. She knows them better than I do in many cases. She tells me about them. And as a result of her leadership and the legislature's partnership, we have record capital funding in the coming year, which sets us up, prepares us for our own 100th birthday in the year 2024, the 100th anniversary of the state park system. That's not enough. We have a $400 million Environmental Protection Fund, which is investments in the environment and land acquisition and all kinds of a variety of capital programs across the state. And then, if the voters approve, this November, we'll have a $4.2 billion bond act to help the Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Investment Act. And if that passes, we'll have funding for other capital projects for climate change, sustainable energy, green jobs. So really, it's been an amazing time to be in my field under this governor. And really, just closing again, thank you very much. And it is just a great day for the environment, for this waterfront, and for state parks in our role on this waterfront. Thanks.
This concludes our program. Thank you all for coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.